The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Anne Catherine. We are doing another guided journal session today. So we talked about journaling, the benefits of journaling, a little bit on how to get into it and our experience journaling. I know it's a huge topic of discussion or aesthetic, if you will, in the like healthy lifestyle realm. So journaling followed up by a guided journal session. And this one is going to kind of go through in a similar way as the last one. So we did another guided journal session a few months ago, and that one was more introspective. It was building on each other. 3 kind of deeper, more hard-hitting prompts. So if you do want to go through that one, go scroll back, guided journal episode. And this one is going to be very similar, but we're going to be talking about like consumption and things in your life. We are, whether it's intentional or unintentional, consuming so, so much throughout our lives. And a lot of this is like really good things, really beneficial things. It's what helps make us who we are and what we do and how we live our lives. But of course, there is a flip side where things aren't the best, or the consumption levels get out of hand and positives turn into negatives and beneficial things turn into more draining things. And that's kind of the line that we're going to talk about next week on the front of like social media and people in your lives. But I wanted to kind of get thinking about not only that topic, but consumption as a whole. So what media are you consuming? What music are you consuming? Friendships, books, like products you use even. Anything that is taking up space in your life, to be honest. The rules of this guided journal are not, I'm not making them, you're making them. So if it works for you, if it comes to your mind, like, go in that direction. How this is going to run is exactly like the last one. We're going to go through a prompt, I'll talk a little bit, and then you will have space to go and respond to that prompt. And each prompt is going to build on each other. And in that space, I want you to try your hardest to just keep writing. That's one of my favorite parts of journaling. And if you listen to the Habits episode, you know that I don't love a prompt. I love an open space to like write and see where things go. I think it helps with, like Caroline said, creativity and just understanding where you stand within a topic, within a prompt in this case. Because obviously it takes a second to get into that flow state and it's going to be awkward for a second and you're not really going to know where to go in a second. But then once you snap into it, you can go. And so I want you to use the space in between these little prompts and me talking to try and fill up as much as you can. Don't worry about going at a certain pace. Don't worry about putting down the wrong answer. Does not matter. No one else is reading this but you. I'm not reading it. We're the only two people here. You're the only one reading it. So truly, it has, if it doesn't follow the prompt and you want to go in a different direction, do that. If you're like, oh, I can't put this down because it doesn't completely align, put it down because it does, because this is your thing right now. So what I want you to do first is to just make a list of the things that you consume. And like I said, this is, it could be what you eat and what you drink, but it's not limited to that. That is not consumption. Consumption is what media are you reading? Social media, who are you following? Who is on your feed the most? Like, who are you most, who do you see the most on there? Who are you opening the app to go see? Who lives on your feed the most that you don't intentionally go and seek out? That I think is really interesting. We'll talk about that next week. But who is there the most? What media are you consuming? What types of content are you consuming? What is it about? What information are you getting from that? Music, friendships, the people you talk to. Maybe it's like coworkers too. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's whoever you interact with the most. People, connections, conversations, books you're reading, types of products you use, I think is huge because that ranges through everything and has such a subliminal, but it builds up huge impact on how you go about your life and what your life looks like to you. So I want you to use this space and just get on a roll of writing down things that you consume. You can get as specific as you want. Maybe it would help to start broad and then go deeper into the categories or go get more specific as you go. But use this space, get on a roll, write as much down as you can. Nothing is wrong. Now I want you to use that list and we're going to build off of it. So go through the list you just wrote down. Hopefully it's long and you got a lot of different types of things you consume down there. We want a range going on. So go through, and I want you to just think through what you find yourself spending a lot of energy on. Go through the list. Just think through the amount that you're spending on these things. Maybe try and kind of mentally rank them or put them in a slight order, but trying to understand, this isn't a positive thing or a negative thing, but trying to understand where is demanding the most energy for you or what is the biggest source of consumption or thing in your life. Now, in a sense of energy givers and takers, we're going to go through the list again and think through the benefits and maybe draining aspects of some of these things. So go through the list and think through what is beneficial, energizing, teaching to you, interesting to you, what is draining, irritating, overbearing to you. And I want you to write these down. You can kind of assign them to the side or do it in whatever format you want. And again, this is your thing, so if there's something that maybe to most people or to people you know, others around you, is a positive thing, it could be draining for you, that's draining in this case. And the flip side could be true. For things that are draining, if something is kind of energizing and interesting to you and you really, really enjoy it, then you really, really enjoy it. So go through and kind of assign meanings to all of these things that you consume. Now for my favorite part. You know we love a mind dump or open space to kind of write things down. So I'm going to give you space to free write, no rules, about what you want to be consuming. And again, this goes back to everything. It's not food and drink. It's media, people you follow, things you read. What types of like auto emails are you getting on the daily? It's what music or podcasts you're consuming, what friendships you have or relationships you have in your life, conversations you have on the daily, books, types of products you use, anything that you think fits into this category of consumption. So use this space to write about what you want to be consuming and why you want to be consuming it. And I think a storyline type free writing space is helpful for this. So maybe it's a story about yourself. Maybe it's, I want to blah, 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 blah. Write down the conversation that's happening in your head right now. So I want to give you this time and this space to walk me through this or walk yourself through this. Think of it as just writing who you want to be in this sense. You can even make it kind of like our ideal day. So talk me through an ideal day where you wake up and this is what you brush your teeth with, and this is the first thing you do, and this is the first song you listen to, and then you do this, and just do it on like a more energy, broader level. Of course, you can get specific, or you can say like, I want to do this less, I want to scroll this less, I want to focus on following these people rather than these people who drain me, and I want to, whatever. This is your space, do your thing, but use the space. Try and get in a flow state, like just write. There's no wrong answer. Again, getting into it. So walk me through what you want to consume, who you want to be, and why. Thank you for listening and for going through this guided journal with me. I hope it was interesting, maybe a little bit different than some things you've thought of before, even if you have thought through this idea of consumption. I'm really intrigued by the difference between consumption and obsession and kind of where that line falls. And I think that is more in tune with the larger topics like media or friendships, you know, the ones that have a kind of polarizing impact almost. So thank you for doing this with me. I hope it was interesting and helpful. If you want another guided journal, we do have another one out a couple months ago. It's just called Guided Journal. So you can also search it in our episodes. And then we will see you next week for another full episode. Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.